It's the European show.
We are back to review the summer transfer window and the early goings on across the European leagues. My regular crew with me today, Mo Stewart and Rebecca Knight. Mo, the summer that has been a bit of a shock transfer with Real Madrid letting Cristiano Ronaldo go to Juventus. It's been a lot of business. It's been a good one.
It has. There's been a lot of really interesting moves and not so much of what you consider the headline-grabbing blockbusters. I mean, obviously there is that one, but the fact is that everyone expected that to start an avalanche or a chain reaction, and it never really happened. Like, Real Madrid was seen to be sniffing around quite a few people and never really got there. And I think, personally, there were a lot of other clubs who were waiting for them to make their move to see how the chips fell for everyone else. And then it got really late in the window when everyone's like, well, they're not doing anything, so what are we going to do? So then you saw a lot of deals towards the end of the deadline, a lot of loan deals, particularly for forwards and attackers from some clubs across Europe, like Valencia, Atletico, Borussia Dortmund, who had been looking for quite some time. But like I say, they were just wanting to see who was around and what was where the shakeup was.
Yeah, Rebecca, it has been a bit of an interesting window and one that hasn't been helped by the World Cup.
No, definitely. I think it's always a strange summer when you have a World Cup because you see some clubs who get their business done and dusted really early and they're like, we've done that for a reason. The deals are basically already in place, which is what Liverpool did essentially, isn't it? And for me, that's the best way to be. Then you've got other clubs who leave it literally to like the last minute. And then you've got those weird ones in between. But I actually think Mo's completely right about the Ronaldo thing. And I think that didn't avalanche anything. And people asked so many questions about players like Neymar, Eden Hazard, etc. I have a feeling, depending on how the cards play out, that January might actually be mega